Talk Jewelers with Crystal.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. What's funny? You're laughing.
Yeah, because I picked up the phone and I was like, uh-oh, I got a burp.
I wouldn't have cared. As long as you say, excuse me, I'm good.
was trying not to. That's why it was like a little delay there
Oh, no, you're fine. I'm
beforehand,
like,
before I
huh,
said
I wonder if they
anything.
can't hear me. Yeah, I don't know why. That's like one of my pet peeves, if someone burps and doesn't say, excuse me.
Oh yeah, my sister too. So I just automatically, whenever I do it, even if I'm by myself, I'm like,
Right?
excuse me.
Yes.
Yeah. She
Oh.
called me the other morning or night. I don't remember. I was at the boyfriend's, and he burped like 3 times, and I was like, excuse you.
Right.
Like every time I had to say it to him, and she was like, I thought you were gonna smack him because he wasn't saying it and you were on the phone with me. And I was like, I have told him that is one of your biggest pet peeves is when someone will burp and doesn't say excuse me.
Yeah. It's like the little things, you know? That or like you hold the door open for somebody and they don't say anything.
Right.
Like they don't say thank you. It's like,
Yeah.
okay,
One of
rude.
mine, this one's going to be really weird. So one of mine is leaving the toilet lid open.
Oh, yeah, that's gross. I don't like that.
Yeah, no, you have to close it every time. I don't want to see in the toilet when I walk in. Like, I don't know. It's weird. Weird one. But I'm also, that's a habit because at home my cat will like race me into the bathroom and he'll jump up on the toilet and then try to go to the counter right away. And if the toilet lid is open, he falls in the toilet. So
Oh. How many times have you had to get him out?
I've only had to save him like twice when he was like a kitten. He
Oh.
like was like on the edge about falling in, and I'm like, okay, push you over, get you out of there. And then I think there was one time that, yeah, pause first in the bowl, in the water. I was like, okay, that's
My
gross.
jeez, he likes races.
Yeah.
So do you have
He
to kick the
does. Oh my gosh. He is such a weird cat. Like, I'll get up from the couch and start walking, and he'll go and sit outside the bathroom like I'm going in there. I'm like, we're
you
not
mess
going to
with
the
him
bathroom
and
yet.
do you mess with him and act like you're going to, but then you don't. You go in a different room.
I have a little bit, yeah. But there's been times where he'll be like, he'll just be chilling. And I'll get up and I'll walk in like down the hall and I'll get to the bathroom and our light switch for some reason like squeaks a little bit. He hears that and he will book it just to get into the bathroom with me.
So weird.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, I guess that's not bad because my dog always has to try and follow me into the bathroom.
Yeah, well, I think he just likes to drink out of the faucet most of the time
Why
when
does
you're
it
going to the
drip?
bath. No, you have to turn it on for him.
Oh my God, spoiled.
Yeah, they're a little spoiled. I know last night I was like, okay, I got the litter boxes cleaned, got your fountain cleaned. I was like, God, you cats are so spoiled.
Right.
Because
How
they have
many do
enough
you
time.
have?
I have two.
Okay.
Yeah. They're
Yeah.
just little, I mean, they're four, but they're just my little babies. They don't have front claws. They don't have teeth. So they are spoiled, for
They don't
sure.
have teeth?
No.
What happened? Did they, like, you had to get.
Yeah, it was gum, like some kind of gum disease. Something that was genetic. They were 2 years old when they had full mouth extraction. So
Oh.
they've been 2 years without teeth. They still eat normal kibble,
Really?
soft food, treats. Yeah. Yeah. I
Huh.
cried about it when the vet told me, okay, well, since this and that option weren't working, like the steroids were, but it's not good for them to be on
Yeah.
steroids their entire life. So, She's like, it's going to be full mouth extractions. And I cried about it, and then I read about it, and I was like, they're going to live happy lives. They'll be just fine.
Right, yeah.
And then I was okay.
Yeah, one of my coworkers, she did the same thing with hers.
Yeah.
So
I mean, it was that or live on steroids. And I was like, well, I guess I'd rather do no teeth.
Yeah, because wouldn't that make them meaner? Put on them on.
Yeah, I don't know. But I would have to take them, probably take them to get injections every month or whatever.
Oh,
you know?
Gosh. Yeah. That'd be a lot.
Yeah. So, hey. Yeah, they're forked bold. They're the spoiled little turds they are.
My dog's spoiled, so, you know, it is what it is. They're good. You know, animals. Love
yeah.
them. I was going to ask you, oh, so I did talk to Matthew. He said that you did get the Marquesans, so
yeah.
Those are on stock. I don't know when Steve's going to come in and evaluate them.
Well, Steve was here yesterday. He told Andrea, pick one and send the other one back.
Oh.
And then if he was leaving, he was like, there's a lot of people here tomorrow. I'm not coming in.
Oh,
so then and she's like, well, you're off on Wednesday. And he's like, yep, I'll be back on Thursday. And I was like, I'm not here on Thursday. And then he's like, well, I'll probably go to the funeral on Friday. And I was like, okay, I'll see you next week.
Yeah, no kidding. Jeez. Oh, my God. Was it somebody in the family for the funeral?
It was a close friend. I guess they kind of grew up with him. And he had just texted Steve last week sometime, and then Steve tried calling him, and then his daughter came in the next day and was like, oh, yeah, I saw on my dad's phone that there was a missed call from you guys. He passed away. Like, they didn't even know. The UPS guy called the cops. Because he went to deliver something, and he didn't answer the door. And he was like, well, that's not like him. So he called the cops, and they found him. It had been a couple days, I think.
Oh, no.
And, yeah, he had pneumonia.
Second round
pneumonia or something. No, I think he knew. I think he just, you know, it just got to him. So, yeah, Steve had tried calling him just to check in, and then his daughter stopped in and was like, yeah, I found this call. So I wanted to make sure if he had anything here, it was taken care of. And I called Steve, and I was like, hey, did you call? Oddly enough, his name is also Steve. And he was like, yeah, he texted me a few days ago, so I was just calling to check in on him. And I was like, okay, well, he passed away. His daughter is here. And he was like, oh, well, can I talk to her? And I was like, sure.
Oh, my.
So, yeah, so that's Friday, the visitation and funeral and stuff. So he was like, I'm probably going to that on Friday. So,
I would hope so, especially if they grew up together and stuff. Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, kind of. She was like, I remember Steve and Al from when I was like, you know, yay high.
Yeah.
Like, you know, being around and stuff, so.
What is that phrase that they say in the Midwest, knee-high to a grasshopper?
I don't say that, but
okay. You've never heard that? Like, elderly.
It,
like,
but,
I remember,
yeah.
Like, my grandparents and great-grandparents saying that. Like
oh,
elderly
gosh,
people.
No.
You know, like, probably, well, they'd be way older than Steve. But, like.
Yeah.
You know, like if you said, oh, I remember when you were knee-high to a grasshopper, meaning that when you were like a baby.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, no, I never said that. My grandma always had the one tickled pink.
Yeah, what is that? Even, is it because when you do get tickled a lot, like your skin turns pink?
I don't know.
Yeah, I've heard that one too.
Yeah, that was my grandma's out. Like, she would always say that. I'm sure she still says it, too.
Oh, my gosh. How funny. Well, gosh, my condolences. That's terrible. Gosh. But smarter than UPS guy.
Right? Yeah. Unexpected, obviously, but pneumonia, so I'm guessing that's probably what they're figuring was the pneumonia. Who knows? I'm assuming they're probably going to do an autopsy, because anytime you find someone
deceased
at their
home,
it's protocol unless the family opts out of it. So,
did he live, like, in the country? Like, didn't he have any neighbors? I'm surprised, like, the neighbors didn't, you know, nothing triggered the neighbors, like, oh, he hasn't gone to get his mail. You know how some people, like, notice that stuff?
Right. Well, I mean, our next-door neighbor, he lived up north somewhere. I'm not sure where exactly, so I'm not sure what the situation was. But our next-door neighbor at my mom's house, you know, we kind of noticed, like, oh, yeah, he's not going out as often anymore or whatever, but that's because his wife had passed away. So he kind of stopped doing things, but we didn't notice that for several days he hadn't been out or anything. And, yeah, he ended up passing away in the home. We didn't notice. Like, we didn't realize it, you know.
Yeah, I guess you're so used to people coming and going and stuff like that sometimes you just don't, I don't know, you wouldn't call
it.
And
I want to say it was, like, more fall, winter kind of. Then they don't go out all the time.
Correct, yeah.
Oh.
Jeez. That's too bad.
Yeah.
Other than that, anything you are working on? I know you guys are probably getting ready for the holiday season and all that good fun stuff.
Yeah, that's about it. All of our events coming up.
I know, you guys have a lot. So.
Yeah.
Good. All right.
Well, quiet otherwise.
Well, hey, you never know. Something new could come in still early in the day. So keep me posted, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Talk to you later. Have a good day.
Right. You too. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.